Chapter 2. The Right to Be Rich. The object of life is development, and everything that lives has an inalienable right to all the development that it is capable of attaining. Man's right to life means his right to have the free and unrestricted use of all things necessary to his fullest mental, spiritual, and physical unfoldment, or, in other words, his right to be rich. In this book, I do not speak of riches in a figurative way. To be really rich does not mean to be satisfied or contented with a little. No man ought to be satisfied with a little if he is capable of using and enjoying more. The purpose of nature is the advancement and unfoldment of life, and every man should have all that can contribute to the power, elegance, beauty, and richness of life. To be content with less is sinful. The desire for riches is really the desire for a richer, fuller, and more abundant life. There are three motives for which we live: the body, the mind, and the soul. No one of these is better or holier than the other. All are alike desirable, and no one of the three, body, mind, or soul, can live fully if either of the others is cut short of full life and expression. Real life means the complete expression of all that man can give forth through body, mind, and soul. Wherever there is unexpressed possibility or function not performed, there is unsatisfied desire. Desire is possibility seeking expression or function seeking performance. It is perfectly right that you should desire to be rich. If you are a normal man or woman, you cannot help doing so. It is perfectly right that you should give your best attention to the science of getting rich.